For Scary Little Girls Maven Festival, commissioned in autumn 2023, this is Can Can Can, written and performed by me, Anna Mansell.
Maria Rasputin worked at a circus. And have you ever imagined what life could be like if you hadn't got married and had children? Maria Rasputin, daughter of actual Rasputin. The one made famous by that Boney M song and probably some of the work he did as a self-proclaimed holy man. And given that lots of people think that self-proclaimed holy men were in fact just magicians, I can draw a parallel to Rasputin, Maria, by the fact that my dad is a magician. Albeit with slightly less influence over Russian czars, to my knowledge. He has a magic shop and once taught me how to juggle, so if you add up all the ingredients and throw in the fact that Rasputin, Maria, died in 1977, the year I was born, what I'm essentially saying is that yes, I have imagined what life would be like if I hadn't got married and had children. Maria Rasputin was a lion tamer and an acrobat, a cabaret artist and a dancer. As we've established, I can juggle, and subject to a warm-up, I can probably still do a triple time step with full break, though not the splits. So really, what's holding me back? Lion taming isn't for me, because I don't think animals should be in the circus, and also I don't look good in red, or top hats. But I do like a fishnet, so maybe I could be an acrobat. Silks. The trapeze. One of those hoopy things that suspend above an audience and you can hear the gasps as you perform gravity-defying displays of nimbleness and flexibility. Skills middle-aged women are renowned for. I do have a hula hoop. I had to track it down from the local Tesco summer collection one Christmas Eve when my then 6-year-old asked Santa for a hula hoop and I couldn't bear to let the magic of Christmas fall at her first festive hurdle. Hula hoop. Obviously she opened it, tried it, realised it was harder than she expected and never touched it again. Sometimes I catch sight of it when I'm sorting out the bins or the washing or the stack of boxes full of mum's stuff packed up and brought back when she died. And I see the hoop in the corner of our garage and think maybe it would be good for tackling middle-aged spread. So really, what's holding me back? A cabaret artist. Maybe circus is too much, too full on. Maybe cabaret would be more my style. I could languish leisurely over a piano and sing something sexy and wispy and be all foxy. Except my repertoire is limited. I mean, it's pretty much only Alanis Morissette, all songs from Jagged Little Pill, with the occasional track from a musical. I'm thinking Rocky Horror, Little Shop of Horrors, and that song Jean Valjean sings in Les Mis. Not sure I can build a career on it. Still, I'm not sure what's holding me back. Or maybe I'd be better as a clown, on the ground, in an elasticated waist and a wig and a painted face. I once knew a clown. Andy. That was his stage name. He'd come to Dad's shop every Saturday to buy modelling balloons and complain about his pending afternoon of trying to entertain privileged kids from the posh part of town. Nobody caring about the man behind the grease paint. Yeah, a clown. And it's not that I don't love my children, but maybe I could be a clown that mimes. Channel my inner Pierrot. Paint a teardrop on my cheek and look woeful on a bedsheet, a reference you'll basically only get if you were a child in the 1980s. I could say nothing, because who listens anyway, but do it in front of an audience. Get paid. And even though I don't really love large groups of people or standing up in front of a crowd or dressing up or going out or exploring who I was before I settled down or thinking about what might have been if things had been different or thinking sometimes that maybe I have missed out, am missing out, could do more, could be something else, should be, I wonder what's really holding me back. And then I think, stop it. Just stop it. Let go. Live. Be the woman you imagined you might be when you were just starting out. Be the woman that you think possibly, maybe, deep down, if you take the lid off, you can be. Now the hormone replacement, caffeine and general fuck it! Do I really want to be a clown? Is that all I have left? Maybe I could do it all. Act, sing, juggle, dance. I do it every day. I could start a troop, a can-can troop. A can-can troop of middle-aged women, or just women of any age. If they want to join my gang, they can join my gang. We can take over the world. We can show everyone who we want to be, who we are, when not laden down with the minutiae of somebody else's emotional heavyweights. The person we can be if we stick two fingers up to the world we have inadvertently created for ourselves. A world that contradicts the feminism that we're pretty sure, if you cut us open and we're not absolutely exhausted, runs deep in our bones. I don't know what holds me back, there must be something wrong with me. Tired, busy, brain all fucked, it's probably time for HRT. I don't know what holds me back, I need to let myself be free. But first that list of things to do, including family referee. Could you just wash me this for work tonight? Could you just feed the dog cause I forgot? Could you just drop me down to my best friend's? Could you just pick up tea on your way back? Kids I love, the life I lead. Can I change it? Who can know? Has Maria sown the seed?
Can. Written and performed by me, Anna Mansell. Music arranged and performed by Mike Hall.